Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor anything you like. Anything you like. Tell your neighbor. Anything you like. Amen. You tell her something. You tell her something. No, once again, tell your neighbor something that will make your neighbor to be happy. Something that will make your neighbor to be happy. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you are happy now, make a very loud noise unto them. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Clap our hands now for the Lord. Amen. I love this scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. And we are going to chorus that verse together, everyone. Are we there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Everybody, are we ready? What does it say? Say it very loud. Again, say it. Tell your neighbor. Say it to your neighbor. No, you know, it's a warning. It's a warning. So warn your neighbor. Say it. One more time. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. What does it say? Very loud. Go on. Pray without ceasing. I tried to meditate on that word. When he said, pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray without ceasing. But how many people know how to pray? There are some people that are praying and thinking they are praying. In actual sense, you are not praying. I want to emphasize it. There are people that do vigil. They even go to the mountain. But they are not praying. If you pray, there is a God to answer. I have seen it, so that's why I'm repeating it. I have preached a message that I titled, How to Pray. From the look of things, people did not listen to that message very well. Amen. I listened to a pastor on the television earlier in the day teaching certain things, and then he added the importance of praying in the spirit, praying in tongue. And that the best way to contact heaven is to pray in tongue. Amen. Yes, it is the best way. In fact, it's glorious to pray in tongue. Listen, but let me tell you, speaking in tongue is a gift. And if you don't have that gift, don't bother to pray in tongue. Because you will actually not be praying. Don't just open your mouth the way you were taught. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongue. And what they mean is talk any nonsense from your mouth. Anything that comes, in fact, if you don't know, then say it the way you normally see your pastor. Say, hey, re, 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 wo, ro, ro, hey, re, 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 re. And then, and you were teaching that stay on it, pray for hours. I heard him saying that any time before if he has any serious thing, you want to find out from God, that he will go 3 days, fasting. And then through that 3-day fasting, he's in tongue throughout. Now, if he has the gift, perfect. The best gift you can have that can aid your prayer life is speaking in tongue. But all cannot speak in tongue. Amen. Everybody cannot speak in tongue. If there is any gift that Apostle Paul said we should desire, he did not say we should desire tongue. What did he say we should desire? Prophecy. The list of all the 9 spiritual gifts is speaking in tongue. That's the list. Why are they teaching people to speak in tongue? And the one that Apostle Paul said you should desire prophecy. Why are they not telling everybody? Everybody begin to prophesy. Everybody begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Stand up and prophesy. Prophesy. Because it is a gift. Everybody cannot prophesy. Everybody cannot, you know, even people misunderstand this sign shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand upon the sick and the sick shall recover. That scripture is not saying every believer will lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. In my name they will speak a new tongue. It's not saying so. This sign shall follow them that believe. That is, as we gather like this, these gifts will be among us. Amen. Praise God. If you like, say, this sign shall follow them that believe. One young man some few years back followed me to pray for somebody who had chicken pox. I lay hand on the person and prayed. He too lay hand in the evening. Chicken pox transferred to him. Very serious. So I had to face him again to pray for the chicken pox to leave him. I was a young believer then, so I could not understand what happened. Why did he catch you and didn't catch me? But it was later I got to know it's a gift. It's not your gift. Instead of you to just pray prayer of faith, you go carry your hand, place there. The thing, the demon knows who is who. Amen. Praise God. I have prayed for somebody with TB, tuberculosis. And I'll pray like this, he coughed into my mouth. I spit it out. I say, Satan, you are a liar. This thing will go. You want to scare me? And I prayed until that nonsense left the young boy. But if it's somebody else, that thing enter, TB don't catch you finish. Because everybody does not have that gift. Some of you that are going to cast out devil, in my name they will cast out devil. I am a believer. You demon, out. The demon will look you. Demon is real, oh. Hey. There are, I know some sisters that told me after they did that conducted deliverance, single sister, the demon tell and say, "Now me are you?" Scattered her marriage, her relationship. Follow him like this until the sister came to me for prayer. Why you go find trouble? Do you have the anointing for deliverance? That's why you should, when it comes to exercise of gifts, discover which one is your own and stay there. Don't do it because others are doing. Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul taught us that. You have to minister within the proportion of grace, faith given to you. You never reach to raise the dead. They can't tell you, say, my young girl, my daughter died. The devil virtually say, no. He must come back to life. Let's go there. You just disgrace yourself as you go now, so you go come back. Praise the Lord. Those where they go raise dead bodies from where they die, they know the grace they have. And most of them, they saw vision. They see, say, if they go, the thing will come and they will say, let us go. You serve as they go. Me say, yeah, let's go. No, he must come back to life. He must come back. The mama, they stay. See now. Yeah, now. Pastor, make him come back to life. Pastor. When you finish, you say, well, let the will of God be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's important. Some of you say, you are praying. You are not praying, no. Listen to what I'm teaching you. Apply it. It will work. I am not a learning preacher. I don't be prophet. Praise God. What is the meaning of prayer? Answer me. Okay, there's a lawyer here. When the lawyer writes his petition finish, then he will put another paragraph. Prayer. Number one. This is number one prayer. When the judge wants to pass judgment, he say prayer number one. Please, my learned colleague, what is the meaning of prayer?
Praise God. Prayer is an application before God or a human judge.
An application. Tell him to do something for you.
Asking for something to be done on behalf of an accused person or a client.
Thank you. Listen to that definition, no? Prayer is asking a higher authority to do something for you. In the case of a judge, for an accused or a petitioner. That means of prayer. It is not prayer when you say, yeah, this day I prophesy, this day, any witch that is standing against my way, you will die. Die by fire. You are not praying, no, that's no prayer. I hope you know that. Have you asked any higher authority to deal with that witch? So are you praying? Oh, they're not understanding what I'm talking. See, a witch is disturbing you in your compound. Then you stand up, prophetic action. You put his picture. I can you. What you are doing is witchcraft. That witch will find out what you are doing. He said, go do it against you. That's what will happen. You are not praying now. Hey, you say I will not prosper. You too, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I ken you. I beat you. You are fighting a battle. You are not praying. Where are you going? I'm going to the mountain. For what? I go for prayers. My condition must change. Then you reach mountain. Hey, let all the forces of darkness in my village, you know, I am on a mountain. As if prayer, when they pray for a mountain, they answer faster than prayer when they pray for your room, for your house. Your God in address in a mountain today. You know, people really have that. And then quick, all the mountains in Nigeria have been taken over by select people. And then they are there, and then people are living and going there. What? Prayer. They are going for prayer. There's 24-hour prayer going on there. Then what type of prayer point are they raising there? Say after me, any man. They will shout, any man. That says, I will not marry this year. Let him go down. Let him go down. In the name of Jesus, go down. And then they are sweating. Hey, have you prayed? Have you asked a higher authority to intervene? You can do it now. You can do it. No, I'm telling you, all this mumu mumu thing we do, your condition no change. Despite all the dry fasting and the prayer you thought you were praying, your condition is not changing. I am telling you now, let this year not end like last year. Oh. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Listen, verse 3 and verse 4. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Let's read that first. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty, through God. Through God. Through who? Through God. What is the effect? To the pulling down of strongholds. The emphasis is that your weapon or warfare, they are mighty through God, whom you will take the petition to. Hallelujah. So in John chapter 15, he said, I am the vine. I am, and ye are the branches. Let's read it. John chapter 15. All we are trying to do is get the people back to the proper way of doing it. I didn't say you cannot bind and loose. When you are binding and losing, you are not praying. We'll come to that. Now, in John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, verse 1. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, verse 4 and verse 5 is my emphasis. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, God say, you can do nothing. So if you carry broom and you carry stick and you put picture of a witch, prophetic action, and you are stepping on it, and you are dancing on it. I match you. Are you doing it through God? Are you not doing it through God? I'm going for prayers. And that's all you are going to do. Amen. If you catch this, praise the Lord. If you catch what I want to, you know, just try it and see the result. Because I was doing that same type of prayer. I pray one day, I told you. I can't, like, I want to beat my chest. I don't pray well this morning. I want to stand up, go bathroom. Now in the voice say, you have not prayed. Go and pray, you have not prayed. That was the first time I began to say, what will be the meaning of prayer? Now so? So all this one, now fight at the fight. Not be prayer, they pray. That means you have the power. Do it now on your own. Do it now. Do it on your own. And many of us say, I cannot do it on our own. We depend on God's mercy. The mouth has been defiled. The lifestyle you live is a godless kind of life. You know the type of life that you live. If you will go on your own and say, like Jesus spoke to the fig tree, no man eat a fruit from thee again. That fruit tree will answer you. You too. No man eat from you again. Because you look at you, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? So before you do that, you go and challenge your faith like that. Make sure you know where you are standing. We shall come to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody here, pray without ceasing. So that you can understand the meaning of that statement. Pray without season. What he's saying is, hold on to God. Always. Depend on God. Always. That's the meaning of that. Pray without ceasing. It's not telling you go and start speaking in tongue non-stop for the whole day. All he's telling you is always depend on God. We have an assurance. Matthew chapter 7. Can we read it? It's a popular scripture. Matthew 7, 7. Everybody knows that scripture. Any Bible reader knows that scripture. Matthew 7, 7. If we are together, we'll read. He said, ask. Tell your neighbor, ask. That's the meaning of prayer. Prayer means ask. Ask. Ask and it shall be given you. So you see now, very simple. Very simple. Herod, with the daughter of Herodia. She danced and she was pleased. And then he asked, ask anything and I'll give you. He said, even if you ask for half my kingdom, I will give it to you. It's an open check. Do you know you can ask for the head of your enemy and God will give you? He said, ask and it shall be given to you. Did he tell you what to ask? Imagine a man. These stories are in the Bible for us to understand how God works. Is there anything now? So he came and asked, told him, I want the head of John the Baptist. Hey, as difficult as it is. Well, but I say you should ask for anything. Because you ask for anything. He went and collected the head of John the Baptist and gave her. So now, listen. That is a king. Oh. Let's read on. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. You have never meditated on this scripture. I'm calling your attention to it. God, this one not be an apostle talk, oh, now Jesus himself talk. He was telling his disciples, ask. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 say, you have not because you ask not. You don't have, it's because you don't ask. Oh, glory be to God. He said, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that asks, the second word for prayer is ask. When you say, I am going for prayer, what you are saying is, I am going to ask. Hallelujah. Then he went further. Verse 9. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son shall ask bread, will he give him a stone? That means it is exactly what you ask, he will give you. So that means, stop just saying, Father, bless me, bless me. Be specific. What specific blessing you need? Hallelujah. Verse 10. Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Ask. Is it difficult to ask? It's not difficult to ask. But the problem with us is we don't ask. And in Luke chapter 11, the same Jesus was emphasizing how to ask. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 5, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend I shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he, from within, because he has a principle, shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he's his friend, yet because of his disturbance, persistence, importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Another emphasis. That when you are praying, don't give up. Don't stop until you receive the answer. Pray without ceasing. I pray today, you know, answer. Father, I don't sleep last night. Oh. They are coming. Oh. My rent don't due. You know, say I don't try everything. I dey pay my rent. I dey pay my tithes. I dey do this. I dey do this. You know, you don't put your son to shame. Oh. Don't put your son to shame. Oh. Father, I need a miracle. Give me my house rent. If you're not going to bring it, then touch this landlord. Let him wait until you bring it. And anytime you pray like that, you are praying to a God that answers prayers. Quote his word. Quote him. Quote his word to him. You say. You say. It is written. Satan bowed when Jesus began to quote scripture for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Luke chapter 18 also, that judge, where not they pity anybody. Verse 1, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't relax. This is the parable he gave to give you reason always to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing, saying, there was in a city a church which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Can you see? I don't know who your adversary is. You can't face him. You can't face your uncle. You can't face your witch, your village. You can't even face that shrine. You can't. You have no power, but there is a judge of all matters. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She went to him. He said, avenge me of mine adversary. I don't know who your adversary is. From today, take him to God, the judge. Father, avenge him. Take him out of my way and let me progress. He's disturbing me. And verse 4, the judge will not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet, see the reason why he will answer that woman. Because this widow troubled me. And he said that he gave this parable so that you will know that you ought to pray without ceasing, without fainting. This judge that is very wicked, heartless. He's heartless. That's the meaning of that. He will not answer this woman. But there is a way this woman will trouble him. That he knows. If I not answer this woman, you're not going to let me rest. Others, because of pride, they will go away. Others, they have made up their mind. No matter how they come to this judge, you know their answer. And that woman knows that this judge is a heartless judge. But this judge, oh, no matter how heartless you are, oh, you know the answer person, oh, me, I'm not going to let you rest until you change my situation. That is the approach, somebody. That is how you should approach God for your prayer. Starting from today. Tap your neighbor. You didn't hear, Pastor? You didn't hear him? Some people feel not they hear me. Verse 4 again. Luke chapter 18. And he will not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming, what happens? She weary me. God does not want you to disturb him. Anytime you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, anything where God they do, he will stop and to hear you. Oh, yes. Praise God. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. He must listen to you. When you finish praising him, then he will ask you, okay, wait till happen. Every Friday, when I know they let me rest for this church. Every Friday, when I know they let me rest for this church. Tuesday, when I go come here again. Every Monday, 3 prayer groups, they gather here. Every Tuesday, another 4, we gather here. 4 different locations, prayer. What thing will I find for this church? Abemu kuna ask me. Somebody here, anything you ask God today, he will do it. Do you believe what I'm saying? And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? What are they crying, saying? Nobody saying they cry. Cry, say, there's a useless cry. You are crying and saying nothing. Cry and say something along with your tears. Father, you didn't see my tears here. Father, everybody for my house, don't marry, only me remain. Father, only you can do it. Only God can do it. Give me my husband, anywhere, anyhow he be. Don't bring our marriage. We say a new one, anyhow. It's very easy. No. We send anyone to you. And if you say lie, no, this is what I want. He say, well, it's what you ask, I give you. Praise God. When you want husband, describe the type of man you want. It is what you want. It's what you ask. It is what you want that you will ask. Amen. It is what you want you ask. Don't compromise it. I want a man to be like this. I don't want to marry a poor man. I don't suffer rich. God, you know my condition. I don't want an ugly man. I don't want man when not a bath. Praise God. I asked a brother in Amsterdam 2 days ago. I said, you married a black woman when you are living among Oyibo people. Why? He said, he knows them very well. He said, these Oyibo people, he said, they know the bath. See somebody's condition. He said, they know the bath. He said, in the morning, they wake up, brush their teeth, they know they go. He said, they know the bath. Praise the Lord. He said, and secondly, they know sabi cook. He said, you like to marry a woman, where sabi cook? He said, only black people. So please, sister, make sure you dey bath always, because a brother may be looking at you. And make sure you learn how to cook. Amen. Make sure you know how to cook. Make sure you are available. Put a good price tag on yourself. Now, people who don't have value, they are the ones that say, Father, anyone, just give me anyone. Because you know the type you are looking for may not come to you. No. Just change your character. That's all. Praise the Lord. It is what you want. And verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Speedily, and he added, nevertheless, When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? That statement, faith, that statement there, because he knew that by the time Christ will be coming back, people will no longer know how to pray. It's not happening now in churches. Any man will say, you're not going to marry this year. What are you waiting for? And you think you have prayed.